What the census report highlighted is that Donegal is still not feeling the recovery, and particularly in the light of Brexit looming and the difficulties that could pose, it shows the importance and the urgency of actually investing in our county properly and ensuring that rural Ireland, and in particular from our point of view, our own county, that we see investment in it. The census highlighted that Donegal has the second highest unemployment rate in the county. And when you look at the fact, for example, that in relation to IDA visits over the last, since 2012, there's been about 2,500 taking place across the country. Only 27 of those visits have been to Donegal. We've also seen a lack of investment in relation to broadband, which is too far behind and not happening. And also, there's a number of road projects in our county, the Kenny-Lifford link, the Bunnykey link, the Balbafaith to another bypass, all critical infrastructure projects which the government now need to recognise need to be invested in, particularly in Donegal, because of the fact that we need to prepare for Brexit and ensure that there's investment in our county to try and ensure that there's economic activity and that there is employment happening in the county as well.
And it would appear there are links between those various issues, because the IDA is not going to bring successful site visits to an area that doesn't have the level of broadband and the level of infrastructure that companies and prospective investors want. And the reality is, in this day and age, the broadband they're looking for is top class, nothing but the best will do.
Infrastructure is absolutely critical in terms of making the county competitive and in terms of attracting new employers here. So, and we've always had challenges given the fact that the vast majority of our border is with Northern Ireland and we're more distant from the rest of the country. But that means that the government need to recognise that, and particularly now in light of Brexit, they need to actually give us a higher share of investment to actually bring the infrastructure in the county up to scratch, but also to ensure that we're able to meet the challenge that's there in relation to Brexit.